Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Nursing Homes Ireland is calling on government to protect long-term residential care services by applying the same principles it applies to the political system to ensure proportional provision is in place. 18 nursing homes have closed in the last year. The representative group says there is a crisis in older person care. Tadhg Daly is the CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland. He joins us now on the line. And Tadhg, you're welcome to the programme. You want the government to plan for caring for an ageing population using proportional representation. Can you explain to me how you think that would work?
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly we have an ageing population. That's something we should be celebrating, but it's also something we should be planning for. And I suppose what I was struck by recently was the work of the Constituency Commission. And what they did was they looked at the census and the population, and they looked at the geography, and they determined that extra representation was needed in the Oireachtas, for example. So our view is that we should replicate that model for health and social care, because we need to take action now to protect, as you said at the outset, those services, that current services, but also into the future. And I mean those services broadly, you know, home care, meals on wheels, daycare, independent living, and indeed nursing home care. You know, the fact that we have an ageing population is positive, but the planning is, you know, very short term in the current climate.
Of course, the amount of TDs for the population as decided by the Electoral Commission, that's offering a public service. A lot of nursing homes, the ones you represent, are running in the private sector. So should the same parameters be applied?
Well, I mean, ultimately, the vast majority of people who reside in nursing homes, whether it's public, private or voluntary, are supported by the Fair Deal. And I suppose the principle that I'm suggesting is for all services. It's not about private nursing homes or public nursing homes. It's about our ageing demographic and the fact that we have an ageing population. So clearly, we feel that this is a model that should be replicated, because if we don't plan, what we're going to have in years to come is a dearth of services. We've seen, as you've said, 18 closures this past 12 months, 40 over the last number of years. So if we don't plan and cement existing services and future services, we're going to have a situation whereby our older people won't be able to get access to care in the community, which is a key principle of Sláinte care. We'll then have a situation where people will be, you know, delayed discharge in the acute hospital system. So it makes sense on so many levels. And if you think it logically, you know, we need services in communities. We need to reorientate the health service from the acute hospital system to community care. And clearly nursing homes and indeed other services that I've mentioned are a critical part of that whole continuum of care.
Yeah, and actually I was going to ask you about community care, because outside of nursing homes altogether, the push and the plan is to help keep people in their own homes. Would you welcome then if the government was to push towards something like that, to plan for further services, home care specialists, things like that, to help people keep people in their homes as opposed to more nursing homes?
No, but we need both, Sarah. It's not an either-or. But absolutely, I mean, what we're seeing in nursing homes is those that are coming to nursing homes are older and they're more complex in terms of their care needs. And that means that they're living in their own homes for as long as possible. So absolutely, and that's the point I'm making, we need a continuum of care. We're obsessed with silos in this country. You know, it's not nursing homes versus, the issue is about community versus acute, if you like. So we do need all of those services, but there will always be a portion of the population or a cohort of the population who, because of the complexity of their care needs, will require nursing home care. And if we don't have that nursing home care, that's going to put inordinate pressure on an acute hospital system that's already floundering, if you like, and under significant pressure. So, it is about planning ultimately, and resourcing, obviously, that particular set of services.
And finally, Tadhg, you mentioned the 18 homes that have closed in the last 12 months. It's not a great development, is it? Budget is coming up in the next couple of weeks. You've made a pre-budget submission. What is it that you're looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, 18 homes, 592 people have effectively lost their homes and have had to move home. So our pre-budget submission is seeking an additional 191 million in Fair Deal for next year. Our members gathered here in Kilkenny today at our conference against that backdrop of a crisis in care, and they've gone away to engage now with politicians of all parties to ensure that people understand that without that additional funding for the next year, we are going to have even a bigger crisis in terms of access to care for our older population.
Tadhg Daly, CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.